Chapter 2. The First Night in the Judge's House. On his first night in the house, Malcolm lit a fire in the fireplace and sat at the table in the living room to write. He heard noises and remembered that there were rats in the house. The noise of the rats continued for a few hours, and then suddenly they were all silent. Malcolm noticed this and looked up from his books. He was shocked to see an enormous rat sitting on the carved oak chair, looking straight at him. Malcolm grabbed a poker from beside the fireplace and ran to kill the rat. But the rat was too quick for him. It jumped onto the bell rope, ran up it, and disappeared into the darkness. After this, the other rats started to make noises again. Malcolm tossed and turned that night, listening for the rats and imagining dark, horrible scenes in his head. The next morning, he slept late and didn't hear Mrs. Dempster enter the house. He woke to the marvellous smell of eggs and sausages. He was tired, but after breakfast and a strong cup of tea, he felt refreshed. He made some sandwiches and went for a walk to a pretty spot by the river. He found a comfortable space under some trees and sat there, thinking about the next chapter in his story. Later, Malcolm visited Mrs. Witham at the inn. "You look pale," she said. "I'm sure you didn't sleep very well in that awful house." "I'm all right," Malcolm said. "I didn't see any ghosts in the house. Only a lot of noisy rats. There was one particular old devil. He sat on the big oak chair and observed me. He didn't move until I ran to him with the poker, and then he ran up the rope of the bell and disappeared into the darkness." "Oh, mercy," Mrs. Witham said. "That rat might be the old devil himself." Malcolm laughed. "Go ahead and laugh," the old woman said. "But it makes me tremble." "Forgive me," Malcolm said and laughed again. "The idea of the devil sitting in the chair last night is too much for me to imagine. Don't worry about me, Mrs. Witham." That evening, the rats made more noise than the night before, and their noises distracted Malcolm from his writing. He could see them looking out from holes in the walls and sometimes running on the floorboards. He was surprised that they were not afraid of him. Malcolm wrote for an hour or two, and once again he noticed that at a certain time all the rats became silent. He looked around. There on the oak chair sat the same enormous rat, looking at him with his sinister eyes. Malcolm grabbed his book and threw it at the rat, but he missed it. He ran to the fireplace, picked up the poker and chased the rat. Again, it ran up the bell rope and disappeared. Malcolm tried to see where it went, but could not see anything. Immediately, the other rats became noisy again. "It's strange that the other rats become quiet when the big rat appears," Malcolm thought. "Are they waiting for something to happen?" Malcolm sat on the great oak chair and drank strong tea. He turned the lamp to shine into the corner of the room and got some books to throw at the rat if it returned. Malcolm took the end of the old rope and was surprised by how soft and flexible it was. "You could hang a man with this rope," he thought. At midnight, the rats suddenly became silent. Malcolm looked up from his book and noticed the rope move. The giant rat was moving down the rope, and halfway down, it dropped onto the big oak chair. Malcolm threw a book at it, but missed it. He tried again with another book, and he missed it again. Each time he threw a book, he missed the rat. Was the rat laughing at him? But when Malcolm picked up the last book, the rat squeaked and seemed afraid. This book hit the rat, and it jumped from the oak chair back onto the rope. It ran up the rope and entered the wall through a small hole in the painting. So that's how it disappears into the wall, thought Malcolm. He went to look closer at the painting, but couldn't really see the hole because of the dirt and dust. I must ask Mrs. Dempster to clean that painting, he said to himself. I mustn't forget. Malcolm picked up all his books from the floor. Which book finally hit the rat, he thought, and looked at the title. It was his mother's Bible. That's strange, he thought. The devil rat wasn't afraid of any of the other books, just the Bible. And the Bible hit the rat.